Hey, I want to ask you to do something for me real quick. Run over to Twitter and do a search for WD Phillips and friend me or follow me. Also, I'm on Facebook at WD Phillips Author. So head over there. You can find all this at my website, wdavidphillips.com. Please run over there. Find me, follow me, and look forward to subscribe to my RSS feed, subscribe to the podcast. Run over there and do that first, and then that kind of tied into that. So while you're prepping for the podcast today, run over and follow me. And I look forward to interacting with you. So it is first week in April, and I was set to provide you with a podcast of an interview I did with a lady named Sherry Paulus, who's a friend of mine from Newport Richey, Florida, which is in the North Tampa area, and she is the CEO of an insurance marketing group that works with dental care. And my goal was to ask her some questions and really kind of talk about what it was like to kind of function in the Obamacare space for a little while. They did that. I thought they were still actually doing that, but they're not doing that anymore. And the reason for that was the compliance issues and the paperwork issues and a lot of things like that. But anyway, so I did the interview. It was scheduled for February, and some things happened, and she had to cancel, and so I scheduled it for the 27th of March, and we had the interview. It was a good interview. The problem is that I had a technical issue and ended up only recording my voice and not recording her voice, and you don't want to hear me you don't want to hear one side of the conversation. So what I'm going to do is try to recap a little bit of what we talked about in the podcast, and specifically one item, and I think it's a powerful item and something that we ought to look at from a leadership standpoint. The item was, she said, if you will, so we were talking about managing employees and the respect that employees have for her, because she is she's a female, and that was another area that I wanted to kind of delve in, is that what's it like to be a female CEO in this particular world, in this particular time in the world, and so. I asked her, we're talking about that, and you know, she's talking about the respect that she has via from her employees, and she said one of the things that she does every year, that she did specifically this year as well, is she brought in every one of her employees and asked them what their goals were for 2017. Now, she has... their company is really works. They have a lot of dealings with people who are transitioning from destructive behaviors and trying to move into a productive lifestyle. So they've got people coming out of drug rehab. They've got people whose children have been taken away by the foster care system. And so some of these people just have very simple goals, goals that you and I might specifically take for granted, things like, I want to get my driver's license back, or I want to get my kid back, or I want to move into my first house. I want to buy my first car. I want to move out of the apartment with my with my friends and get my own place. I mean, they're little things that many of us often take for granted. And so we were kind of talking about that. And she said one of the things that they do every year, she does specifically every year, and there's 150 employees within the company that she runs, is she brings those employees in at the first of the year, every one of them, and she says, now tell me what your goal is, goal and or goals are for 2017. That's what she did this year in January. Tell me what your goals are for 2017. And she said that her goal is to help them reach their goal. And she said, because if I help them reach their goal, then they're going to help me reach my goal. And really, that's the kind of leadership that we want, that I love to see. Really, it's what she's saying is, as a leader, I want to do what's best for you. Because I know if I do what's best for you, then in your own way, you're going to do what's best for me. Now, I have not really hidden my faith. I'm a former pastor and don't run from that. And so for me, one of the heroes of my faith, one of the guys I kind of looked up to is a guy named Dallas Willard. And Dallas Willard was actually a philosophy professor at the University of Southern California and head of the department, in fact. But it was also an incredible theologian and wrote some incredible books. And I heard him speak via video one day talking about love. And he said that he has scoured the entire scriptures, and the thing that he is understood about love, and he defined love in this way. He said it's doing what's best for the other. And so when I hear Sherry talking about, let me help you reach your goals this year, knowing in her mind that if she helps them, if she does what's best for them, then they're going to turn around and they're going to respect her and they're going to be loyal to her and they're going to love her because she has loved them first. And I think that's a great ploy as a manager. I think that's a great testament to being a great leader, is you want to help people achieve their goals. You want to do what's best for them. And in some cases, they may be in an unhealthy position within your organization. And what you try to do is you try to put them in the right position, or you try to help them find a job or a position outside of your organization, because what the question becomes, what's best for them? Because if they're not happy, if they're just there to get a paycheck, then you have to, they're not going to perform, they're not going to be productive as they could be. And so the goal as a leader, the goal, if you manage a team, if you lead a team, the goal is to help them to do what's best for them, to help them achieve the goals that they have in their own life, whether it's being able to get a car, or whether it's losing 15 pounds, or whether it's getting your kid back, or maybe whether it's taking a trip to Italy with your family. Maybe one of the things you can do as a CEO or as a leader is say, and she said she actually does this, she said that she will work with them to, they'll voluntarily allow her to put $25 a paycheck, $25 a week, they pay weekly, $25 a week, pull it out, put it in a fund, an escrow type account, that when they get up enough to put a down payment on a car, or when they get up enough money to put down a deposit on an apartment or a home, or to pay off all the fines on their driver's license so they can get their driver's license back, then she'll do that. She does it with their permission and with their blessing, and she does that for, she offers that for any of her employees. Now, what would it look like if, as a leader, as a manager, you took the initiative and said, let me help you figure out how to reach your goals this year? And if it's financial, I'll just pull some money out and we'll put it in a savings account or a fund. And when it's time for you to get it, you get it. Or if it's needing to lose weight, well, let's figure out how we can help you do that. Because I can guarantee you there's more than just one person in your organization that needs to lose weight. You could actually bring in a trainer, or you could bring in a nutritionist once a week and have them work with some of your people who have that need and have that desire to make that change in their life. What does it look like if, as an organization, if as a leader, you did that for your people? It creates an immense amount of loyalty, immense amount of respect. People look forward to coming to work. They look forward to doing their job. There's a lot that you can do if you help your employees, if you help your staff, if you help the people you lead achieve their goals. They will help you achieve yours. Someone I've just started recently following on Twitter is Dr. Stephanie Yorkus, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She's a psychiatrist, lives in Pennsylvania, and she has done some work with a lot of Fortune 500 companies, leadership development, things like that. And she, a couple of weeks ago, she tweeted an article. This was May 28th. She tweeted an article. She'd written 10 important questions every great leader should be asking their employees. And so I just want to read a couple of these because I think it falls in line with some of what my friend Sherry was talking about. Because one of the things that I asked her, Sherry, when I interviewed her was, you know, how do you lead? What's your leadership schema? What's your leadership? How do you lead? And she said it's all about relationship and it's all about communication. And if you were to know her, she is she talks a mile a minute, and she is a highly relational person, and she's very positive and. People love that about her. And so she goes to the floor, the quote, floor, end quote, all day talking to the people that she employs and talking them to them about their life, about what's going on in their family, what's going on in their own lives, what's going on with their kids, what's going on outside of work, the things that they're doing. Maybe they're in a bowling league, or maybe they, went fishing over the weekend, or those kinds of things. And so as she was talking, and she was talking about all this, and the next day I ran across this tweet with this article. And so I think it ties in great, and I think it's something that as leaders we need to look at, and we need to ask, and we need to, we need to be in a relationship with the people we're leading, because you can't, leading any other way, especially in this generation, and especially with millennials, leading any other way is unproductive. You need to know who you're leading, and you need to know how to lead them, and the only way you can do that is by spending time with them and getting to know them. So here's, and again, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, Dr. Stephanie Yorkus. Here's her 10 important questions every great leader should be asking their employees. Number one, tell me about your family weekend vacation activities. Number two, tell me about what you've been working on. That, you know, that really is a question that goes unasked so many times in organizations. What have you been working on? How do you know somebody's actually doing something if you don't ask what they've been working on? And not in an antagonistic or a angry manner, but just, you know, hey, what have you been working on? What have you been working on the last 2 weeks? What have you been working on to help the organization? What have you been learning the last couple of weeks? What have you been working on? Number three, are you on track to meet the deadline? What areas are ahead of or behind schedule? I mean, that's an important question to know. You need to know that because you need to know how to set aside resources, how to set aside time, how to set aside maybe move projects back or move projects forward to meet deadlines and to meet what's going on. Number four, where do you think I can be most helpful? And the underlying aspect of that question is, I'm not placing all the responsibility on you. What can I do to help you? What can I do to help you meet this deadline? Or what can I do to help you accomplish this task? That's a huge question because it shows that you care enough to make an investment in what they're doing. And you care enough to put aside some of the things that you're doing to help them. That's huge. That's huge. Pardon the Donald Trump huge impression. Number five, what have you learned from handling this responsibility or project? Well, this is a growing question. This is a question that helps the person understand how they've grown or maybe not grown. What are some things, and this ties in to the next couple of questions. Number six, why didn't it go as you had hoped? What can we do differently next time? Spend some time helping them understand what they've learned, and in the process you get to understand what they have learned, and maybe it helps you put them in a better situation next time when a different project comes up, or maybe you shift them into a different responsibility based on what they've learned. Too many times we hire for the role and we don't hire the person. We don't hire a person who can elevate the role or who can achieve something in a different role. We just hire for a position. And yet we don't hire the whole person. And so someone who's good at a couple of different things and we stick them in one position because that's the role we need, well, what if they have gifts and talents in other positions and can be stretched and can be used in those positions, and we don't know that they can do that. We don't know what they can do in those areas, and so we leave them in a role, and they are somewhat unfulfilled because they see things that they could do if they had the opportunity to do them. They see things that they could do if only given the chance, and they see things that they could do if given permission to do them. And so when you learn about people, when you ask these questions, you're learning about them, and you're able to put them in positions where they can succeed and be fulfilled. And if they are fulfilled, then they will work to help you achieve your goals. Five, six, and seven in one shot. So let's look at number eight. What are your future goals? What are your plans to get there? In other words, what are your future work goals? What are your future personal goals? How can I help you get there? How can I help you achieve what you're trying to do? Both professionally and personally. Number nine, what areas of your work are you most comfortable or confident with? You know, and that's an important question too, because it shows you where their wheelhouse is, and that I know that's a Southern term probably, but it shows you where they can just function and function well, and it's like the back of their hand, right? So if it's putting together a website using WordPress, for instance, you know, personally, I can get that up and running. If I have a template, just a WordPress and a standard template and a couple of plugins, you know, I'm in and out in an hour. If you want to get more complicated, you know, we can get more complicated, but just a standard WordPress with a template, you can get in and out 30 minutes, an hour. And that's easy. So you ask, what are you really comfortable with and confident in? And then the next question, which was question 10, are you struggling in any area? Is there anything bothering you? That helps you show where they can use some training, or they can use some help. And if you value them as a person and want them to succeed, then you provide the help for them so that they're no longer struggling. Or if you have them in an area where they are struggling, maybe you need to move them to a different area. And it's not a lose for them. It's let's put you in a position where you're more confident, where you're more productive, where you can achieve more, and where that you can excel more. And it will help you transform your boring and routine meetings and your unfulfilled staff members and staff members who have issues, things that they're struggling with, and maybe have goals that they're trying to reach and are trying to figure out how to get that. It'll help grow your talent, build your leadership legacy, because you have made an investment in them that transforms their lives. When you do that, they'll work hard to help you achieve your goals. And so I think both of these ladies have wonderful ideas and wonderful concepts about what it is to lead and to be relational leaders and to be leaders who seek the best for the other, who love the people and value the people that work for them, or who love the staff and value the staff that work with them. If you love and value the people that work with you and the staff you lead and the organization that you lead, then they will reciprocate. They will work hard for you. They will help you achieve your goals. They'll help the organization achieve its goals. They will promote and talk about the organization left and right. You'll have to spend less money on marketing because they are so championing you and the organization. And that word of mouth is the best marketing you can get. And so when you look at your leadership practices, when you look at the people that work with you and for you and that you lead, spend some time, ask these questions, and figure out how do you can make the lives of the people that work with you and your staff better. And if you can do that, if you can help them reach their health goals, if you can help them reach their family goals, if you can help them reach, you know, their vacation dreams, then they will work hard for you and help you achieve the things that you are trying to achieve and your goals. So take that, understand it, ruminate on it for a few days, think about it, make some comments on the podcast page. I'd love if you could give a positive review on the iTunes page or the Google Play Store. I would appreciate that very much. I've got a couple of other interviews that I'm trying to line up with some really cool folks. I was hoping to have those with you as well. And then maybe in a couple of weeks, I'm maybe looking at doing some things with some books that I'm reading and just talking about chapters and things like that. So hope you come back for those. Hope you have a great next couple of weeks, and look forward to spend some more time with you later on. Take care.
Thanks for listening in today, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Powerful Insight. For more up-to-date information and tips to help you on your quest for change, head over to the website at www.wdavidphillips.com and sign up for our newsletter.